Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 171 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by sinking deeply into the recognition of what we are, and from this place of stillness and peace, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into the remembrance of what we are, we begin by quieting the mind and quieting the body, taking a few deep breaths, allowing the release and the relaxation to sweep through. Bringing ourselves, our attention, into the moment right now. In this moment right now, what is the experience? What sounds? What thoughts? Just noticing not even needing to label or judge, simply noticing what's here right now. The sounds, the body sensations, the thoughts, the mood and emotion. Simply being here in this present moment. They're here as I'm aware of them. The awareness of all that. Simply watching from awareness, not taking any of it personally. I'd like to practice a teaching by A. Ramana. He writes, "Before there is consciousness of anything, or of expressing as any particular thing, I am conscious. But there is no such entity as such who is doing the expressing. The pure consciousness, I am, is the true self, not the sense of I, or the I thought I think I am. The pure consciousness, the I am, prior to the I thought, is what is real. But the I thought, and that which I am conscious of, or conscious of being, is not real. It ever changes. What I am conscious of being is only a conceptual state, the ego, with which the pure I am, pure awareness, is possible, momentarily identified. But it ceases as my state the moment I release identification, attachment, or association with it. Yet with the release of states, I don't cease to be, for the I am is real. I am is pure, infinite, eternal awareness. Thus, I, the very self, doesn't change, but my states do. I am not my states. All states are like garments I wear momentarily. It is the mind that fashions conscious energy in the form of the identified or chosen state. But I am, the true self, is not any state. I am is eternally, prior to all states, beyond all states, and untouched or unchanged by any state. And so in this moment, right now, what is the state of mind? It could be anxious, or worrisome, or seeking, or nostalgic, or peaceful, notice the state of mind. And notice it's just a state of mind. It's not who I am. I can reach prior to the state of mind, to the truth of what I am. I am always at peace. Notice the difference between the state of mind and the truth of what you are. If the state of mind is nostalgic, I am aware of the state of mind, and I can allow the mind to be in a state of nostalgic. But I also know that I am before that, that I am at peace. Allowing the mind to be in a state of nostalgic. But when I return to the truth of what I am, recognizing that I am peace, the state of mind simply evaporates. And all there is peace. Not doing anything, but allow the state of mind and return back to the truth of what you are. Allowing the state of mind to remain or to vanish. Either way, I am still in peace. As thoughts come up, recognize the underlying state of mind. Allow it to be, and then remember the truth of what you are. You are before all that. You are always at peace. With each thought, keep returning back to your truth, unaffected by the state of mind. Thank you. The peace of the heart is guidance, because it speaks to you of your truth. When you seek answers to problems you perceive in the world, you cannot find an answer in the peace of the heart. This is because you have not set your fears aside. You are taking fear with you and asking it to be peace. Fear cannot be peace, and peace cannot add to fear. Peace will tell you, let go of your fear, come to me, asking nothing. Rest in peace, asking nothing from it for yourself. Peace and guidance shall be your reward. Given from our Holy Spirit. The peace of the heart is guidance, because it speaks to you of your truth. When you seek answers to problems you perceive in the world, you cannot find an answer in the peace of the heart. This is because you have not set your fears aside. You are taking fear with you and asking it to be peace. Fear cannot be peace, and peace cannot add to fear. Peace will tell you, let go of your fear, come to me asking nothing. Rest in peace, ask nothing from it for yourself. Peace and guidance shall be your reward. Thank you. The peace of the heart is guidance because it speaks to you of your truth. When you seek answers to problems you perceive in the world, you cannot find an answer in the peace of the heart. This is because you have not set your fears aside. You are taking fear with you and asking it to be peace. Fear cannot be peace, and peace cannot add to fear. Peace will tell you, let go of your fear, come to me, asking nothing. Rest in peace, asking nothing from it for yourself. Peace and guidance shall be your reward. The peace of the heart is guidance, because it speaks to you of your truth. When you seek answers to problems you perceive in the world, you cannot find an answer in the peace of the heart. This is because you have not set your fears aside. You are taking fear with you and asking it to be peace. Fear cannot be peace, and peace cannot add to fear. Peace will tell you, let go of your fear, come to me asking nothing. Rest in peace, asking nothing from it for yourself. Peace and guidance shall be your reward. Thank you for joining for quote 171 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.